Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Supreme Court orders that no fresh suits will be registered under Places of Worship Act in the country. Lok Sabha passes Disaster Management Amendment Bill 2024. Aims to strengthen efficient working of National Disaster Management Authority and State Disaster Management Authorities. Centre unveils green steel taxonomy to decarbonise steel sector. Indian Grandmaster Domaraju Gukesh creates history, becoming youngest world chess champion. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi laud his achievement. And India votes in favour of United Nations General Assembly resolution demanding immediate and unconditional ceasefire in war-torn Gaza Strip. The Supreme Court today ordered that no fresh suits would be registered under the Places of Worship Act in the country. It also ordered that in the pending cases, no final or effective orders would be passed till further orders of the Apex Court. A special bench headed by CJI Sanjeev Khanna asked the union government to file within 4 weeks its reply to the clutch of petitions challenging the validity of the 1991 Act, which prohibits the filing of a lawsuit to reclaim a place of worship or seek a change in its character from what prevailed on the 15th of August 1947. The bench, also comprising Justices Sanjay Kumar and K.V. Vishwanathan, appointed advocates Kanu Agarwal, Vishnu Shankar Jain and Ejaz Maqbool as nodal counsel to make compilations of pleadings on behalf of the union, the petitioners and the parties supporting the act. The Lok Sabha today passed the Disaster Management Amendment Bill 2024. The bill amends the Disaster Management Act 2005 and intended to strengthen the efficient working of the National Disaster Management Authority, NDMA, and the State Disaster Management Authorities, SDMA. The bill empowers the NDMA and SDMA to prepare the disaster plan at national level and state level instead of the National Executive Committee and the State Executive Committee. The bill also empowers the state government to constitute a separate urban disaster management authority for state capitals and cities with a municipal corporation. The bill will provide for creation of disaster database at national and state level. Replying to a debate on the bill, Minister of State for Home Nityananda Rai said the bill will ensure that effective mitigation and preparedness measures are undertaken.
इस संशोधन विधेयक के कुछ महत्वपूर्ण पहलुओं पर मैं जरूर माननीय सदन को बताना चाहूंगा कि यह संशोधन विधेयक केंद्र राज्य और जिला स्तरों पर आपदा प्रबंधन संस्थानों को उनकी भूमिकाओं में अस्पष्टता और एकरूपता लाकर मजबूत करने का है.
Allegations and counter-allegations made by opposition and Treasury bench MPs on various issues today marred the proceedings of the Rajya Sabha. Lok Sabha also witnessed disruption during the pre-lunch session, but it conducted a smooth business post-lunch. The Treasury bench raised the issue of alleged links between the Congress leaders and US-based George Soros Foundation in both the houses. Meanwhile, the opposition parties protested over the bribery charges against the Adani Group, demanding Joint Parliamentary Committee probe. More from our correspondent.
This is the fourth day of this week of winter session of Parliament when Rajya Sabha failed to transact any substantial business. Alleged bribery charges against Adani Group, nexus between Congress leader and US-based George Soros Foundation and other issues rocked the upper house, leading to adjournment of the house for the day. Due to disruption, no legislative business was taken up in the house for discussion. In the Lok Sabha today, opposition and Treasury bench MPs locked horns over the George Soros and Adani issues in the pre-lunch session, leading to adjournment of the house twice. But later, the house transacted smooth business. With Anand Kumar, Bhupen Singh, Akashwani News, Delhi.
India and the UAE have emphasized on strengthening comprehensive strategic partnership, including in the areas of technology, energy and people-to-people ties. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today received Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Minister of the United Arab Emirates, UAE, Sheikh Abdullah bin Zayed Al Nahyan in New Delhi. Mr. Modi laid special emphasis on the implementation of the India-Middle East-Europe Corridor, IMEEC, as a historic initiative to foster regional connectivity and prosperity. Mr. Al Nahyan shared perspective on the prevailing situation in West Asia. The Prime Minister reiterated India's commitment to support long-term peace, stability and security of the region. Mr. Modi thanked the leadership of the UAE for ensuring the welfare of the large and vibrant Indian community in the UAE. Union Minister of Steel and Heavy Industries H.D. Kumaraswamy today unveiled the taxonomy of green steel for India in New Delhi in the presence of Minister of State for Steel and Heavy Industries Bhupati Raju Srinivasa Verma. On the occasion, Mr. Kumaraswamy said India is committed to decarbonize the steel sector in alignment with net zero emission intensity target by 2070. He added, this will be a historic milestone in India's journey towards low emission steel. The release of the taxonomy of green steel marks a crucial step in advancing the national mission on green steel. The 22nd Divya Kala Mela began at India Gate, New Delhi from today. Department of Empowerment of Persons with Disabilities under the Ministry of Social Justice and Empowerment is hosting the 11-day event to showcase the talent, creativity and entrepreneurial spirit of Divyang artists from across India. Over 100 Divyang entrepreneurs and artisans will showcase their products and skills. The event will run till the 22nd of this month from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the News at 9. Indian Grandmaster Domaraju Gukesh today became the youngest chess champion in the world. Gukesh made history as he clinched the 18th World Chess Championship, defeating Ting Li Ren of China in the 14th and final match of the FIDE World Chess Championship in Singapore. With the end game dragging out into the fifth hour, Ting made a blunder in the 55th move, which cost him the match and the crown. For details, we have a report.
India's 18-year-old prodigy capped his meteoric rise scoring 7.5 points while defending champion Ding got 6.5 points in the championship. In total 14 matches, Gukesh won 3 while Ding succeeded in 2. Rest 9 matches were drawn. The Indian grandmasters were visibly emotional after he shaked hands with his opponent Ding. Gukesh was seen crying. He said it was the best moment of his life.
And yeah, my journey, it's been, since the time I started playing chess, like 6.5, 7, I've been dreaming about this, about living this moment for like more than 10 years. And not every chess player wants to experience this moment, and very few get the chance. And to be one of them is, I think the only way to explain is that I'm just living my dream.
No man in history achieved this feat. Even Carlsen, Kramnik and Kasparov was 18 when he became the world chess champion. Gukesh beat the record previously held by Garry Kasparov, who got the crown at the age of 22. Gukesh is the second world champion from India after Vishwanathan Anand, who won the title 4 times. Sanjeev Jasrotia, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Vishwanathan Anand congratulated Gukesh for his achievement. In a social media post, he said it is a proud moment for chess and a proud moment for India. Talking to Akashwani News, Grandmaster Praveen Thipse expressed happiness over the historic achievement of Gukesh.
इसके पहले का जो रिकॉर्ड था गैरी कस्पारोव जो बड़ा नाम है आज भी उन्होंने 22 साल और 8 महीने की उम्र में ये पराक्रम किया था और आज आप देखेंगे तो एक भारतीय खिलाड़ी 18 वर्ष और 6 महीने में ये उसने उपलब्धि हासिल कर दी है तो करीबन 4 वर्ष और 2 महीने कम तो आप इसको इमेजिन कर सकते हैं कि इसको जैसे 100 मीटर की रेस होती है ओलंपिक्स में और बाकी सारे 9.59 सेकंड्स में जाएंगे और एक अगर 8 सेकंड में वो हासिल कर लेता है तो वो जो पराक्रम है उसके बराबर हम कहेंगे कम से कम 100 वर्ष ये परफॉर्मेंस रहेगा रिकॉर्ड रहेगा
President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have congratulated Dhomaraju Gukesh for becoming the youngest player to win the World Chess Championship today in a social media post. The President said his victory shows the authority of India as a chess powerhouse. She said Gukesh has made the whole country proud and wished him more glory in the future. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar said, "This extraordinary achievement marks a milestone in the world of chess and is a moment of immense pride for India." Prime Minister Narendra Modi said, "This historic achievement is a result of D. Gukesh's unparalleled talent, hard work and determination." The Prime Minister said the triumph has not only etched his name in the annals of chess history, but has also inspired millions of young minds to dream big and pursue excellence. Prasar Bharati today signed an MOU with Hockey India in New Delhi to provide live broadcast of the upcoming Hockey India League. With this MOU, Doordarshan has become the official broadcast partner for Hockey India League HIL 2024-25. This league will commence from the 28th of this month in Rourkela in Odisha and Ranchi in Jharkhand. On the occasion, HIL Governing Committee member Bholanath Singh expressed confidence that this partnership will strengthen the people's bond with hockey.
दूरदर्शन एक ऐसी चीज है जो घर घर में है, हर एक गांव देहात में है और जितने भी खिलाड़ी हैं वो सभी गांव देहात से ही आए हैं और मेरे ख्याल से आने वाला समय में एक गेम चेंजर साबित होगा। आज हॉकी इससे जुड़कर एक नया आयाम शुरू करने वाला है। दूरदर्शन के माध्यम से, प्रसार भारती के माध्यम से हॉकी को हर एक घर में पहुंचाएगा हॉकी इंडिया। ये प्रयास है, प्रसार भारती से जो एग्रीमेंट आज हम लोग साइन किए हैं और दोनों हम लोग मिलकर जो राष्ट्रीय खेल है हमारा उसको चरम सीमा पर बहुत ऊंचाइयों पर ले जाएंगे।
In his remarks, Prasar Bharati Chairman Navneet Sehgal has termed this MOU as a big milestone in the history of hockey.
Hockey India और Prasar Bharati के बीच में MOU साइन हुआ है जिसमें कि अब से Hockey India के सभी जो matches हैं वो Hockey India League शामिल करते हुए National Championship और जितने Hockey India की tournament हैं उन सबको DD Sports पे live दिखाया जाएगा और All India Radio से commentary उसकी की जाएगी। ये एक बहुत बड़ा कदम है। उन ग्रामीण क्षेत्रों तक पहले टेलीकास्ट होते थे, उनकी रीच नहीं थी, अब हमारे माध्यम से, प्रसार भारती के माध्यम से, डीडी स्पोर्ट्स के माध्यम से, ऑल इंडिया रेडियो के माध्यम से घर घर तक हॉकी को हम पहुंचाने में सफल होंगे।
India's retail inflation eased to 5.48% in November, down from 6.2% in the previous month of the current fiscal year, according to data released by the Ministry of Statistics and Programme Implementation. Inflation in rural areas stood at 5.95% compared to 4.83% in urban regions. India has joined 157 other nations in supporting a United Nations General Assembly UNGA resolution demanding an immediate, unconditional and permanent ceasefire in the war-torn Gaza Strip. The UNGA overwhelmingly approved two resolutions yesterday. First resolution called for a ceasefire in Gaza and the other backing the United Nations Relief and Works Agency for Palestine refugees in the Near East, which Israel has sought to ban. The resolutions follow 2 days of debate at the 193-member General Assembly, where speeches overwhelmingly highlighted the need to end the 14-month-long conflict between Israel and Hamas. For details, we have a desk report.
India has consistently condemned the 7th October attacks, calling them acts of terror, and has emphasized the immediate and unconditional release of all hostages. At the same time, India has repeatedly stressed the need for a ceasefire, continued humanitarian aid, adherence to international humanitarian law, and a commitment to restraint, dialogue, and diplomacy. New Delhi has also voiced concerns about the escalating violence in West Asia, repeatedly urging all parties to exercise restraint and pursue peace. Peaceful resolution through dialogue. Although General Assembly resolutions are not legally binding, they carry significant weight as a reflection of global opinion. This vote came after the United States vetoed a UN Security Council resolution on 20th November that had also called for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. Shagun Chopra, desk report.
And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Supreme Court orders no fresh suits will be registered under Places of Worship Act in the country. Lok Sabha passes Disaster Management Amendment Bill 2024. Indian Grandmaster Dhomaraju Gukesh creates history becoming youngest world chess champion. President and Prime Minister laud his achievement. And India votes in favor of United Nations General Assembly resolution demanding immediate and unconditional ceasefire in war-torn Gaza Strip. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.